Tailgate Nation, it's finally here. Do you feel it? Do you sense it? Are you ready? The NFL season is starting, and there's no better way to do that than to check out BetDSI.com. They've got over 20 years of experience in business, and they're a top-rated business, and it's safe to play. I play there all the time. BetDSI.com's beginning of season special right now is free $25 to try the service when you use the code TAILGATE25. And the cool thing is BetDSI is also offering 100% bonus on your first deposit. NFL fantasy matchups and player versus player wagers, hundreds of NFL wagers, NASCAR, Formula One, UFC, even Trump versus Clinton, and throw in Gary Johnson there. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI. So go to BetDSI.com right now and use the promo code TAILGATE25 for a free $25 to try the service. That's BetDSI.com and enter the code TAILGATE25. Go there now. That's BetDSI.com.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode 104, our two-year anniversary of Tailgate Radio, as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and I am extremely excited to be bringing you our two-year anniversary show. It's been a long time coming, and this is going to be a celebration. But first of all, I just want to take time to thank everybody that has helped make this show the success that it's become. Everybody from my family, friends, and the great people across this planet that take 30 minutes out of their busy schedules in their lives to listen to our show about the tailgating culture, grilling, sports, food, fashion. I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad we're a part of your day, your week, and nothing makes me happier than to know that our audience continues to grow every single week, and that just for a few minutes a day, somebody with no broadcast experience, somebody with just an idea, with very little technical savvy at all, who's figured out a way to navigate himself onto the cyberspace podcast world, I really want to thank you for everything that you've done to make this show such a big success. So thank you very much. It's our two-year anniversary. We have an unbelievable show for you. Adam Richman, yes, that Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, is going to be on the show this week, and I couldn't be happier to have him on as part of our two-year anniversary. So he'll be joining us after the first break, but right now I want to give some stuff away. We're going to be giving away a basket full of foodstuffs from the great people at Biggs and Duke's. So if you're a fan of sunflower seeds and of jerky, and not just any kind of jerky, the best jerky, go check out Biggs and Duke's, because they have some awesome, awesome products. And right out of the hat, I am going to draw Annie, A-N-N-I-E-F, from Tip City, Ohio. You will be receiving a gift basket from us and from Biggs of some great Biggs products and Duke's products headed your way. So that's Annie F. from Tip City, Ohio. How's that to start the show off? We're giving stuff away. And why not? We have some awesome, awesome companies we work with, and the fine folks at Biggs are no exception. So I'm looking at my run schedule here, and I've got, let's give something else away. So we're going to give away, now we're going to be giving away Bug Assault. This is a air gun that you load with salt. And instead of having a fly swatter in your tailgate party or your picnic, you've got an air rifle that shoots salt, kind of like a shotgun, and it will get rid of most of your tiny insectual pests. It's awesome, and it's fun. Who likes to pick up a fly swatter when you can get a Bug Assault? Check them out at bugassault.com. And the winner of this great gift is, hold on a second, Jeffrey B. Jeffrey B. from Findlay, Ohio. So we've got two Ohio winners. What the heck's going on here? I don't know where they are in proximity to each other, but we've got a Findlay, Ohio winner and a Tip City, Ohio winner. So there you go. Before we do our next big giveaway, I want to mention our website, tailgateradio.com. Go over there, check out all the latest news, recipes, and anything else in the tailgate world. We've got some great articles. We've got a great blog. We also have links to fans of the show or friends of the show, as well as our sponsors. So take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance. Remember that song? I think that was ABBA. I'm showing my age. Take a chance on me. You know that? Okay. So with that being said, you can also go over to our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio. And we've got a rabid fan base of 50,000 tailgaters, part of what we call the Tailgate Nation. And we get some fantastic feedback. We had an outcry. Probably the most requested guest on our show was Adam Richman. So to make that happen on our two-year anniversary, to me, is a little bit cosmic, I guess, is the best way to look at it. We're going to have him, like I said, after the first break. But our Tailgate Radio Twitter page has been blowing up lately, and it's been great. Talking about the NFL, talking about the college football season, talking about what's going on with NASCAR. Quite frankly, oftentimes on our Twitter feed, the fans, the members of the Tailgate Nation, lead the conversation. Yeah, we get some great comments. We get some fun comments too. We've done some mean tweets a couple of times on this show from people that write in and have very strong opinions. But for the most part, we have a very organic and very engaged audience. And so you can do that over at Tailgate Radio. And finally, to wrap up the self-promotion part of the show, we Periscope. Now, anybody that knows me, and if you've seen me, you know I've got a face for radio. And that's okay. Not everybody can have Hollywood good looks. But we do some periscoping, and it is also at Tailgate Radio. And I can tell you, we are the largest tailgating-related periscope out there. And we typically, if you are a member of our Twitter feed, you will get invitations to come over to Periscope and watch either demonstrations that we do, cooking demonstrations. We may be out in the parking lot interviewing fans of a particular college, university, NFL franchise, middle school football team. It doesn't matter. If we're there, you're there with us on Periscope. So check that out at tailgateradio.com. Going to do one more giveaway right now before we head into our great interview with Adam Richman. I can't wait to talk to the guy. He's been on my TV screen for years. My kids have grown up watching Adam Richman, so I'm super stoked to talk to him. The last giveaway, I've got a 4-pack of King of the Grill All Spice Rub. You may not be familiar with the brand, and there's a reason for it. It's because it's a very, I don't want to say secretive brand, but it's a very specialized brand. The proprietor, the owner of King of the Grill Rubs and Spices, is Jonathan Joss. You might remember him from King of the Hill. He was John Redcorn. You also might know him from Parks and Recreation on NBC as Chief Ken Hatote of the Wamapoke tribe. But I can tell you, starting tomorrow, you can see our good friend Jonathan Joss on a big screen near you in the Magnificent Seven. That's right, Mag 7. Jonathan Joss is one of the stars of the show. And you can own a 4-pack of his very delicious King of the Rub if your name is, and drum roll please, we don't have a budget for a drum roll. Who am I kidding? Gary P. from Pensacola, Florida. Gary P. from Pensacola, Florida, you've just won a 4-pack of King of the Grill Rubs and Spices from the star of Magnificent Seven, one of the stars, Jonathan Joss. When we come back, we're going to have the one, the only, Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, actor, producer, author, he does it all. Can't wait to have him on the show. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio and Adam Richmond right after this. But first...
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Hey, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you about looking your best. You know, whether you're going for that job interview, you've got that big presentation on Monday morning, or if you're like me, you speak in front of large groups of people on a regular basis, you want to look your best. And in the words, the immortal words of one of my childhood heroes, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, you want to be custom made from head to toe. And the only way I know how to do that and look my best is with Indochino. Indochino is one of the largest made-to-measure menswear brands there is. They're making it easy for men to get great-fitting, high-quality suits and shirts at an incredible price. Here's how it works. Go visit Indochino.com. That's I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-O.com. Indochino.com. Or drop by one of their 9 North American showrooms. You get to pick hundreds of fabrics and patterns and choose your customizations from lapels to pleats to jacket linings and more. Then you submit your body measurements and then you just kick back, relax, and get ready to step into the most stylish suit you've ever worn in just 4 weeks. This week, the Tailgate Nation, my listeners, can get any premium Indochino suit for just $389 at Indochino.com when entering promo code TAILGATE at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Come on, people. You've got to jump on this. Plus, shipping is free and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. That's Indochino.com, promo code TAILGATE for any premium suit for just $389 and free shipping. You'll never have to worry about badly fitting suits or expensive trips to the tailor again. Get ready to look like $1 million and be custom made from head to toe. Do it. That's Indochino.com.
Hey y'all, it's Jess Saraceno, the original sports brat, and I am kicking off football season this year in a whole new way. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., you can join me as I talk about all things game day. As you know, thesportsbrat.com is a girl's guide to game day, so I plan on taking that to the airways. We're going to talk about tailgating and outfit selections, what to eat, what to drink, you know the deal. So whether you hate sports or you love them or you don't really care either way, come hang out with me as we talk to so many fun people and have a great time this season. See you soon.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant here. And our two-year anniversary, I can't think of a better guest to have on our show. He's an author, producer, host of his TV show, Secret Eats with Adam Richmond. No need to do any further introduction. It's Adam Richmond, everybody. Welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Most people associate tailgating with the fall and football season, and football season is back in swing, and it's our favorite time of year. And I understand you recently got to spend some time with the Miami Dolphins. Tell us about that.
I did. That was amazing. It's crazy, you know, as a kid growing up, a Dolphin fan in Brooklyn, New York, people look at you like you have a second head right off your shoulders. But, you know, I was always a massive fan, in particular, of Dan Marino, and not just the physical style or the, like, ridiculously, like, sort of, like, muscular accuracy with which he could, like, pinpoint a pass, but also just the way he was as a player, like, how he was just such a gentleman, always sank the offensive line, and Clayton and Duper and Shula, and even after football, how much work he's done, apropos of his son having autism and how much he's done in the world of autism, so blah, blah, blah. He's my hero, and I've had his starting lineup action figure on my desk since I was about 10. It's not a joke, and I had the opportunity to finally meet him. And that was one, like, I was pretty sure I was going to cry, and it just happened so suddenly I didn't have a chance to. But I got, you know, it's like your sports hero. Like, I've met pretty much all but one off my sports heroes across, like, other sports. And And Dan Marino's always been a big one. I got an autographed picture of the dude in my living room. So I got to meet him, which was huge. Showing the action figure, I actually brought it with me. I told him I apologized. I lost the helmet. I showed him pictures when I dressed like him for Halloween. And actually, Jarvis Landry, our star receiver, made a cameo at my little cousin Jesse's bat mitzvah. And so I mentioned to him that she was my cousin, and he cracked up. And so it was just awesome. And seeing Arian Foster in Dolphins colors, and Dominican Sue in Dolphins colors, it's a good feeling.
I know a lot of people that have gotten to meet their sports heroes. I know I've met several of mine as well. Did they live up to that childhood admiration?
You know something? I have to say they've all been gentlemen. They've all said yes when asked for a photo. You know, Dan, with Dan Marino, it was set up. And actually, I had been actually feeling a little sick, and I almost wasn't going to make the practice, but, you know, Dan Marino's there, too, so I'm going to gut it out. So I had come toward the tail end of practice, and I felt sheepish coming, you know, late to meet my hero. But it was actually kind of a blissful sort of stroke of fate, because, you know, you don't want to be around and overspend your welcome. He's like a creepy super fan. But, no, I mean, Mariano Rivera, legendary pitcher from the Yankees, such a sweetheart, as was Jeter. And Gareth Bale, he's a soccer player from Wales who played for Tottenham Hotspur and then now plays for Real Madrid. So if Zinedine Zidane doesn't headbutt me, it would be, I'd be totally like batting 1,000.
And going back to what you said originally, how in the hell did you become a Miami Dolphins fan with so much football in and around the tri-state area?
You know, back in the day for me, so we're talking about the Phil Simms Giants, great, you know, Simms and Hostetler Giants, you know, back when, like, Al Toon was in Quebec, were playing for the Jets, Klecko, Gastineau, a very different New York Jets team as well, and to be fair, a different Dolphin team, so it was a very... My dad was a Cowboy fan, so there was no direct lineage in terms of, like, you know, Adam and his house were Giants fans. Like, that wasn't a thing. And quite the contrary, because my dad was a rabid Dolphins fan. Just always loved Randy White, Tony Dorsett, Roger Staubach, loved the way Landry coached, loved Bob Lilly, loved the Doomsday defense. And, in fact, the one game I got to go to with him was a preseason game, Giants and Cowboys. So for me, like I say, it was Dan Marino in particular. Like, I liked the fact that, you know, my dad had me watching Roger Dodger. You had this quarterback that could scramble his ass off in the pocket. And then you had Dan Marino, who's this, like, tough kid from Pennsylvania and sadly standing his ground. Obviously cost him his knees in many respects, but he was just beast mode. And it was just like this gritty, tactical, and every interview, and my dad was always about competing for honor, and I always saw that with him. And he kind of single-handedly almost made me a Dolphin fan, much in the same way I think that Gareth Bale made me a fan of Tottenham Hotspur in London.
With Landry and Shula, you had really, two of the last gentlemen in the game. You know, you don't see coaches wearing suits anymore and really looking like they're going to work, you know. And those two were both
absolutely. Now picture that you're born in 1974, and you and your dad have watched every episode of Inside the NFL since the show had been launched, when it was hosted by Nick Bonaconte from the 72 undefeated Dolphins and Len Dawson from the Chiefs. So these were like icons to begin with, and that was like the jumping off point for my dad to teach me about history, about Bronco Nagurski, and about Night Train Lane, but also about, you know, this. And I'm like, wait, the team was undefeated? And you're learning about Zonka and Kick and Greasy. So now flash forward, my cousin goes to UNC. My cousin was always a really great athlete. My cousin goes to UNC. And Jeff Greasy was his roommate. So it's like, it kept coming back. And I don't know, at this Dolphins thing, I wore a T-shirt that I actually wore in the Man vs. Food Live Miami challenge special that we did with Shula's, and it's a t-shirt that says, I still call it Joe Robbie. And I figured that Dan would appreciate it. What I did not count on, however, is that Chris, Mother Scratch, and Collinsworth is working for the Dolphins now. And so, I'm not kidding you, I hear this voice behind me go, I love that t-shirt. And I'm now standing, I'm born in 1974, I'm standing between Dan Marino and Chris Collinsworth, who are actually like touching me and like punching me in the arm and patting me on the back, saying how they dig my shirt. I was like, what? Like, is Marvin Hagler going to come give me a back rub now? Like, he was like, I don't pretend this is your life. Reggie Jackson gives me the last Reggie bar on the shelf. It was nuts.
Now, talking about the challenge you did, you know, you've spent a lot of time out in the parking lots tailgating. How important is food to the culture and the sights and sounds of game day in your mind?
I mean, you can't, to me, you can't, especially in an American sport, you can't have one without the other. And it's not like I feel, oh, we're Americans and therefore we are always eating. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's that there are certain things that we could make at home. I mean, I personally, for example, do not consume popcorn, really, unless I'm at a movie theater. I don't generally gravitate towards hot dogs in restaurants, and certainly not at home. But when I go see my beloved New York Yankees play, believe there is a sausage. It sounds really bad when I say it like this. Believe there's a sausage in my head. I'm like, believe there's a hot dog in my head. Like that, you know, the first episode of series of Man vs. Food, this is the God's honest truth. So we shot a pilot in Memphis, but the very first one was with the Ohio State Buckeyes and tailgating for the season opener for the Buckeyes. I went to a school, you know, and our main athletic rivals were the fearsome titans like Brandeis and NYU, like, you know, big sports titans like that. So, you know, to all of a sudden, you see OH, and you see, like, the school that launched Nick Mangold and Eddie George and, I mean, just beasts, you know, and Beanie Smith, just so much talent. And I could not fathom a college sport where the tailgating started at least twice the length of the stadium itself away from the stadium. And people bring such modern conveniences that it's like, it is a joyful thing. Teams don't have that many home games. And college teams have even fewer. And your home team, and I know it sounds like sanctimonious coming from a Dolphins standpoint in New York, but that's like a religious experience. It's like that's important, man. That's a homestand, and your stadium is your fortress, right? And I feel that it's almost like it's the rallying point. It's tournament day when the joust is happening. It's, and you have to feast, right? You need your ale and your turkey leg and your mutton, and you need, you know. And I'm sure that Sir Galahad would have played cornhole if he had a chance.
You're absolutely right about that. I'm with Adam Richmond. He is the host of Secret Eats with Adam Richmond. And Adam, you've been you've been a fixture now in American homes and homes worldwide for many years now. And your new show, Secret Eats with Adam Richmond, has you in search of the greatest off-the-beaten-path food destinations on the planet. Can you tell us about your show?
Absolutely. So Secret Eats was actually, this was our second season. We actually released a season as Man Finds Food last year. And it's retitled because the network really wanted to make it clear what the show was about. So these are hidden restaurants and off-menu dishes. So where Man vs. Food showed the restaurants that the locals love, the locals know, you know, Rendezvous in Memphis, Comanche's in Pittsburgh, Ferry Terminal Building in San Francisco, you know, Alexandre Beef in Chicago, legends. These are the places that even the locals may not know about, places where you need a password to get in or to get a dish, or they only serve it if you bring a banana, or or the restaurant, you have to walk through a hardware store and then through a business building to an unmarked door and go down a flight of stairs. and call a number between the hours of 1:30 and 1:45. I mean, there's all this minutia. So we shot the first season in America, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, we're a nation that had speakeasies in the 20s. I get the gimmick. But this season is my first international series, and it blew my flipping mind. It blew my mind. I mean, we shot with two specials that we shot, which were awesome. We shot 17 episodes in 16 countries on 5 continents, and spanning everything from Sturgis, Bike Week, to Iceland, to London, to the heart of Johannesburg in Cape Town, South Africa, to Rome, to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Warsaw, and Moscow. I mean, it blew my mind.
Now, did you ever find yourself walking into one of these off-the-grid locations and really questioning the safety, if you were being played or punked? Or I can only imagine. Some of the stories you're telling me sound unbelievable. I had no idea these kind of places existed.
So, honest to God, this is the truth. And this is why people think that, you know, because we show my crew in this series. And you know as well as I do, there's not one TV show, radio show, I mean, you know, or a movie or whatever, that's the labor necessarily of just one person. Do you know what I mean? One person can do a whole lot of legwork, but, you know, we all rely on each other. And my crew work their butts off, and they don't get, you know, any of the shine or the spotlight, and they deserve it all, and they're fantastic. So the other thing that's so great is not only do I get to show them love, but for anyone who thinks that any of what I do is a contrivance or like that, these hidden restaurants are set up for TV, you literally will see my crew and I arguing, like, make it right here. There's no way to make it right. No, there's not a restaurant there. That's an alley. There's no restaurant in that alley. You know, and these are actual things, because it wouldn't make it. So this, it's just me doing big schmaltzy man versus food size reaction. Then there's no reason for anyone to really take the journey with me. But if they see, and we widen out, and you honestly see cameras, and so there's like a restaurant that can only be accessed by boat. And when you actually see us having to help each other on the boat, and hold, let me hold the camera for you while you get on, and let me hold the mic, and oh no, the mic froze, we need to actually, or the cameras, it's too, whatever it is. That's why you watch the Travel Channel, because you can travel without a passport, but only if someone keeps it real with you, you know? So, like, in Moscow, I can't tell you, we were going to this place, it was an old pencil factory, and there was a communist library, and now it's become a dairy plant, but then recently Putin has been raiding it, because he put a ban on foreign imports and foreign cheeses. In fact, he made a very public show of destroying a great deal of foreign food. So what these people did, in a pretty canny business move, they sent their dairy guys to Italy to learn how to make Italian cheese, because they couldn't import it anymore. But you're in this place that you know that it's already under government scrutiny to such a degree that there are government guards guarding this restaurant, and there's no sign, there's nothing. It's in a compound. You go through a guard gate with, like, and these are, it's not like Paul Blart guarding this place. It's like, these are serious armed guys. And I don't understand Russian, which only makes hearing Russian spoken as an American who lived in the Cold War, when you're just like, you're like, dude, I just want some cheese. I just honestly want some cheese. And it's, and you know, and it's so crazy. And I don't know if you know this, so as a traveler, as an American traveler in particular, three things, and this is all true, so for anyone who's ever going to travel to Russia, number one, you got to apply well in advance. Number two, you are essentially a guest of the hotel in which you're staying. So we had to carry a card stating that we stayed at this hotel and we were their guest. And, though it's never told to you, we had to carry a photocopy of our passport. And there were loads of locations that would literally send State Department representatives to our sets, because they knew we were going not to touristy places. if we were just another American crew filming in Red Square, they wouldn't care. But that's not what this show is. So we found shows in these hidden recessed courtyards and hidden dining societies where you have to be a member, but only for lunch do they relax that, and you can come if you make a reservation, but there's no sign, and it's this counterculture place that's this Soviet era throwback. So what they honestly asked was, it's the only place that they needed to see our script, our shooting list, our research. I'm not joking. And you're like, I just want to show some people some good food here. Like, that's it.
In your travels and going to some of these places, were you scared to try some of the food? I mean, if you're having to give a password and click your heels three times and get past government guards, I would think that some of the, you know, probably some of the lighting in some of the restaurants wasn't that great. I know you had your crew there, but were you ever hesitant to try something on a menu, or was it all good?
100%. I'm always going to try it. My late father always told me, you don't have to finish it, but at least try it. And you know, there were places that I went to that I never thought I'd go to. I never thought I'd end up in Malaysia, truthfully. And they've got this very famous night market, amazing, famous culinary night market. And the street is called Jalan Alor. And I had had a bunch of stuff there. And that blew my mind. So then when we were filming at this place, and it's a traditional type of fish grill, and they're open on the grounds of the Royal Palace. But apparently, you see, you walk up this hill, and it's the single hottest day I've ever experienced in life. The real feel was something like 113 degrees, 114, something absurd. They were closing schools in Malaysia. And there's a huge property that has never been, that they keep trying to sell it, and it's supposedly super haunted. So you walk past this, like, old abandoned temple, and then this abandoned place that's supposed to be haunted. And you kind of trudge through this muddy pass till you come to essentially a lot on the grounds of the palace where they have these types of fish grills. And we just have very different sanitation and food storage standards in the U.S. than they have in Malaysia. And when you see the dude, like, rinsing his fingers in the water where the different types of seafood are kept, you're like, hey. But then you also have to realize that it is a different world, and you can't, it's never a matter of disrespect, it's merely a matter of just different. So you just dig in, man, because the flavors are going to be awesome. I travel with three different kinds of antibiotics, and you sort of hope for the best, and I've had amazing bites, some of which I've paid for, some of which I haven't. But it was still like a really amazing experience that I would never give up.
If people in the Tailgate Nation want to find out more about your travels and what they do, I know that that The Secret Eats with Adam Richmond is on the Travel Channel every Monday nights, correct?
Yeah, Monday nights, and I believe it repeats Saturday mornings. And we also shot a whole bunch of, like, really cool online segments. I know, like, every TV monkey, you know, meat puppet hosty person says, watch my stuff, it's awesome. But legitimately, my crew and I wanted to put as much work into the online stuff as we did, because otherwise, it shows. It just shows that you're like, and here's some crap we shot to throw on the internet to say we did. So what we did was we put on it was my personal top five things while shooting a certain episode, a cooking tip from just watching these people cook that we actually get people to translate to tailgates to personal cooking at home. So that was also pretty awesome. And then I also had to acknowledge that if I didn't have the job I have and the good fortune and the training to get that job, in the first place, I probably would never have gone to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And I wanted to try to add something so people in the States could nowhere to experience the flavors for themselves. So we added a sequence called Sample the Secrets online. So it's basically a list where you can try the flavors that we tried, you know, flying 13, 15, 22 miles away from the U.S., closer to your house.
Well, I know that the Tailgate Nation, I'm going to tell you this. We always ask for guest requests and who would people like to have on the show, and your name was at the very top, and that says a lot about you and how you connect with the fans around the world and how you really engage and cross over from food to sports to travel. And so I can't, for our two-year anniversary show, I can't tell you how excited I am that you took a few minutes to spend with us. And before we go, I always ask my guests, and this is...
First of all, I got to tell you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. I just hope for you and for anyone who put me to the top of that list, I hope that anyone listening to this gets to have their day made and to be made to feel as awesome as I just was hearing that. I don't want you to think that it's like, okay, nice compliment and move on with the rest of the interview. That made my damn day. And so for anyone who ever recommended me to talk to Tailgate Nation, and to you, sir, for having me on, man.
Oh.
You never, gratitude is gratitude. I was on unemployment. I was on food stamps, and working is so much better. And I would be the biggest, I'll say patooped, but I would be the biggest horse's patoot if I was anything other than, like, deeply appreciative of everyone that lets me work.
Well, no, we appreciate that as well. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't just a open compliment, just kiss your ass kind of thing. It's truly something that...
Oh, I didn't think so, sir.
Yeah, so...
I didn't think so.
We're super excited that you came on. And before you go... we always ask our guests what would be on their perfect game day menu. And for somebody that's lived it, you just spent some time with one of your childhood heroes, Dan Marino. You've got to have a stacked tailgate menu. So I can't wait to hear what would be on Adam Richman's game day tailgate.
Okay. I'm not being a dork about it. Tell me what team and who they're playing. Dead serious, because to me, I would try to make it, like, totally immersive, like maybe have something from both cities or something for the time of year.
Okay, so you're playing an AFC East rival New England Patriots.
Oh my God. Okay, this is going to be awesome. So, all right, so it's Miami and New England. So, and are we playing, like, in the winter, or are we playing in the warmer weather?
Mid-December. Winner wins the AFC East.
Oh, awesome. So I would invest in a bowl or some kind of crockery that was yin-yang, right? In one half, Miami black bean soup. The other half, white New England clam chowder. So there's a direct competition, yin and yang, in soup. Soup alone. And I have raw onion as a garnish, or raw green onion as well, so the garnish to the black bean soup. And probably... oyster crackers and chopped bacon as a garnish for the soup. Then I would do, I would probably do like mini sandwiches, because it has to all mostly be finger food or stuff that, like, you could put in a cup with a spoon and just throw the whole mess away. So then I would probably do, my stepmom is from Massachusetts, so probably have to do like a fluffinetta. And do like, but I would do them in a sandwich maker, like a stone fried
Adam,
guy.
Adam, hold on a second. What the hell is a fluffinetta?
Oh, fluffer nutter.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing it with my wicked smart bop.
Gotcha.
I know it's not that good, but I've heard my stepmother, who herself, she went to Newton South High School, and she lives in Stormscott now. But anyway, yeah, so a fluffer nutter. So I would do fluffer nutters, because it could have something sweet, you know, break it up. And then I would do mini Cubanos. So then I would do a head-to-head there. Then I think I might try to do, because I love freaking wings at a tailgate, but I don't know if I could find like a Miami v. New England. I may just make a couple of flavors of wings. So I might, I hope it's like a spicy Asian one. a traditional buffalo one. And then I've had a friend of mine taught me how to make, it was actually, this is not name dropping, this is the truth. He's a really good cook. You know the actor from One Tree Hill, Chad Michael Murray?
Yeah.
He's from Buffalo, New York. So the wing cooking force is very strong with this one. And he makes these champagne wings. And when I was in London, I had this jam, this strawberry jam, right? It was made with champagne. And then I had a strawberry-backed barbecue sauce. And I was like, I am going to flip the script. So I was doing like a bacon strawberry champagne wing, spicy or, kick it up, Asian wing, traditional buffalo, and maybe like, I got some friends that are like really down with that sort of like lemon pepper or just like a good simple like Memphis dry rub wing. And I love nachos. I love, love, love nachos. Seven layer dip, I find gets really, really messy. And I don't know necessarily, I'm not into the fake Daiglo desk cheese. So I'm thinking if I was really going to ball out, I might find a way to do, like, if I could get a good, like, Ricky Bobby cheese fountain, I could get it. I'm dead serious. Like, not a big one, like, something the height of maybe two or three, but I'm white and I went to Cancun for spring break-sized sombreros stacked on each other, but with real cheese, like good melted cheese, and I'd have that, and then different chips, and then different fixings, and rather than burgers and sliders, and I think those are fine, but those are better for warm weather, I would do like kind of like semi-fajita bar, so just like a bunch of chopped steak, like sliced steak, bunch of sliced chicken, a bunch of grilled shrimp, and then just guac and all this stuff so you can make nachos, you can make a roll-up, and then just AstroTurf and lots of hand wipes. And, keep as much of it recyclable as possible. And that's it. I wouldn't even need to go into the game. In fact, I need to get started. I'm trying to find that fountain right now.
The one thing I didn't hear was any kind of beverage. If you'd go a margarita for Miami versus, I don't know what they drink in Boston, but it all sounds like that would be perfect for a Miami Dolphin New England Patriots tailgate.
Yeah, you're right. I did forget a beverage. I would have to do, you got to do like a, I would get those things they have like in New York pizzerias where it's like those constant recirculating waterfalls of like grape drink or pina colada. But I would do one of like mojito, and I don't know what I'd do for Boston. I don't know. It'd probably be some kind of beer.
Sam Adams.
That's what I would do. I would get the New England Patriots kiddie pool, fill it with ice, put it with Sam Adams, and then I would deflate it.
And on that note, Adam Richmond, we're going to let you go, man. It has been a pleasure to have you on the show. You can watch Secret Eats with Adam Richmond on the Travel Channel every Monday night, and it reruns on Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And, man, you've really made our two-year anniversary here for Tailgate Radio really special.
Deeply, deeply honored. Thank you.
There's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. International Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. First, head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Second, use hashtag Podcast Day to join in the conversation. Remember September 30th. Now, let's start the conversation.